A little while ago, I posted a picture that was directly inspired by a picture I came across on Instagram. And here is another one that was directly inspired by Instagram. And it's been really cool to explore the images on that social network as a way of getting inspiration for pictures that I can take. And that's kind of one of the highest compliments in my mind that I can pay a fellow photographer is your work inspired me to then create something of my own. And I don't know if that would mean a lot to someone receiving that criticism or comment, but that I like to tell, in my mind, that's a compliment I'm trying to pay someone. So in this case, it's my cousin Beth who has inspired other pictures I've taken because she is basically a master when it comes to macro photography with her iPhone. And you might think, well, macro on an iPhone, how can you get great quality and all that? But check her stuff out, man. She does fantastic work with just a little Olo clip attachment, like a $30 attachment, and her iPhone. And I've got one of her pictures on linked on the blog that inspired the one that you're looking at here, this black cotton flower. I think because looking at other pictures, specifically this one that Beth posted, it's a good reminder that there's so much richness and beauty in the everyday things, which is kind of the premise for this whole blog, which is exploring the wonders of creation through a 50mm lens. And it's a good reminder that there are right below you, right wherever you are listening to this podcast, there are things of beauty and of worth that can be documented in a photograph. So anyway, I saw Beth's photo float through my Instagram feed, and I thought, man, that is so cool. I wonder if I can get that a photo like that. And I went out, and I have had horrible luck historically trying to capture photos of insects and flowers together. And sure enough, I did not capture that again. But I was able to capture this picture of what I discovered was a black cotton flower kind of opening up here. And I didn't know what it was at the time. I didn't really know exactly what to do to get the picture to look how I wanted it to. But man, I wouldn't have even tried had it not been for the picture that Beth posted on Instagram. So thank you, Beth. And thank you to anyone else who might have saw one of my pictures and then gone and take one of your own as a result. So I don't want to sit and talk about that process versus this photo. This photo, I think I just took at f5.6 on, which is actually the same aperture as last week's photo, f5.6. Maybe there's a pattern here. If you want to take a sharp photo close up, use a +4 filter and f5.6. The light was dim. It was overcast, which meant really nice, even light. And I think if I would have gone out on a bright, sunny day, this would have been a much different, much worse photo. But mostly for me, this was the journey. This was looking at Instagram, seeing a picture I liked, getting inspired, and then using that as the catalyst to go out and do some photography of my own. So if you're listening to this, stop listening, grab your camera, go out and take some pictures, and then let's see what you've got and what you come up with.